Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome. Glad you are with us. Last night was the world premiere of Brainwashed America Part 2. Brainwashed America Part 2. Last night, 7 to 10 p.m. I want to start playing some of this as audio for you today. Look, I wrote it, and yet I watched the whole 3 hours last night, and I'm thinking to myself, hey, Logan, go past the first six-minute introduction. Let's go right to where it starts. I was watching the whole 3 hours last night. Logan, I, Melissa, we were watching the whole thing last night, and it went fast, even for me, and I put it together. I was like, wow, that was 3 hours. Leo Holman said the same thing. He said, when I found out it was almost, it's almost 3 hours, not quite 3 hours. He said, when I found out it was 3 hours, then you could not keep my attention long enough, I don't think. And he called me afterwards, or I called him, and he said, wow. He said he took 3,000 word notes. 3,000 words. 3,000 words and notes. I guess he's going to work on an article on it. So I'm thinking to myself as I'm watching it, because this is where, you know, if you've ever produced anything, it's after the fact when you sit and actually watch something that you start taking it in as a spectator, not as, oh, I got to make this change. Oh, I've got to drop this in here. Oh, I've got to adjust the volume here. Oh, I got to add a lower third graphic here. When you're sitting in the editing bay doing all that, you're not listening and watching it as much as a spectator as you are the producer. So you're looking at whether the audio is peaking. You're looking at what the fades are like as you fade from one scene to the next. You're looking at a lot of different things. There's a lot of dials and gadgets and meters that you're watching as you're post-editing and working on it. So last night was the first time for me to be just like you, sit and watch it without looking at all the other gadgets that would be on the screen in a post-editing suite. And as I was watching it last night, I thought, wow, this is really moving fast. It is keeping my attention more so than I thought. But I also thought, look how much is coming at us, how fast it's coming at us. I'd really like to sit and watch it again, just like I just did. I'm thinking to myself, I've been working on this forever. If I feel that way, how much more must those who watched it feel, hey, I got to watch that again? In fact, a couple of people commented, said, I want to watch it again. In fact, I want to watch it two or three times so I can really digest what it is you're saying. A couple of people last night in the feedback said, do you think the American people really realize the connections between the history he's presenting and what's happening now? And I thought to myself, well, I hope they do. That's why I put it in there. So what I'd like to do today is play some of the audio, maybe stop and start a little bit. For those watching by TV, it's not audio, it's image as well. But I'd like to play it mainly for our radio audience and stop and start it along the way as I need to and make comments along the way. So Logan will roll it, and if I have to stop it, we'll stop it, and I'll make some comments and bring in some extra commentary. So this is kind of like an editor's cut, if you will, producer's and editor's cut, where I can stop and start and make comments along the way. And then, of course, I do want to leave time to open phone lines, but we may commit a lot of our time this week to this, because this is very, very, very important to understand where we're at and what's happening, and not be caught up in the psychological operation, the brainwashing, the fog, where we lose our bearing. So with that, let's roll it, and I'll stop and start it as I feel I need to make comments. So here it is, Brainwashed America, Part 2.
MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. That's why respected conservatives like Federal Circuit Court Judge Michael Luddig has called Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy.
Well, DHS says this new terrorism advisory is not based on any actual threats or plots, but it says there's a rise in anti-government rhetoric. Some of it is opposition to COVID public health rules like mask and vaccine measures. Some calls for violent action are based on claims of election fraud.
Our entire government institution, our institutions have started falling to the critical race theory technology, to the woke crowd. And so I'm here to tell you that critical race theory, and I feel you'll go away from here this afternoon believing this in your heart, critical race theory and the whole woke strategy is nothing more than communism 2021.
Absolutely.
It is.
On the issue of critical race theory, et cetera.
All right, let's stop right there for a second. If you hear me, see me on TV, if you see me raise my hand, that's telling Logan, stop. I want to make sure the audience by radio understands. That was Terry Turchi, the former deputy assistant director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI. I hope you recognize his voice, because he's coming in here quite a bit. I don't know what the FBI thinks about this. This has got to be quite stunning to them. This has got to be quite stunning to them that a man who was up on the seventh floor briefing the FBI director, Louis Free, for years, the former deputy assistant director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, is saying that this FBI is teaching critical race theory, promoting critical race theory, that our government agencies are teaching critical race theory. You're going to hear him say we're in a communist revolution. You're going to hear him say we're no longer under the rule of law. Not to mention the other FBI agents that were sitting at that table with him for our November 2021 town hall meeting, 4 1-hour town hall meetings. This next voice, Logan, if you want to back it up just a couple seconds, this next voice you're going to hear is General Mark Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And you've heard it. But put it into context, we just heard the former Deputy Assistant Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI saying, let's make it very clear, critical race theory is communism 2021. Critical race theory, folks, is what I've told you about for decades now. Did our first seminar on this in November of 1997 for our Worldview Weekend in Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's cultural Marxism. It's merging Karl Marx with Sigmund Freud. It's merging the idea that the source of all suffering and oppression is Christianity and capitalism, and Christianity and the free market system is a racist system. That's what critical race theory is, that you don't get ahead. You don't have what other people have because the system is rigged against you unless you're white. That's really a lie, because we know Asians are doing way better than Caucasians. Asians that come here even as immigrants are doing better than Caucasians. But they don't want to tell you that because it doesn't fit their lie, the narrative, the lie of critical race theory. So this is, and you just heard from the former FBI guy, Terry Turchi, this is critical race theory is communism 2021. That's when this was filmed with him in 2021. That's why he said that. And now you're going to hear the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying, yeah, we should be teaching this. I want to understand it. I want to understand white rage, which is another way of saying critical race theory. Watch this.
In 2021.
Absolutely.
It is.
On the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And I want to understand white rage.
This is the story of a soldier who operates your nation's Patriot missile defense systems. It begins in California with a little girl raised by two moms. Eventually standing at the altar to marry my other mom.
I'm U.S. Army Corporal Emma Malone Lord, and I answered my calling.
You want to know? All right, let's stop right there. For those of you, I want to make very clear, that is a U.S. Army commercial. That is a U.S. Army commercial that's promoting a gal in the military with working on the Patriot missiles who has two mommies. Okay, so your tax dollars, your hard-earned tax dollars, just paid for this LGBTQ propaganda. And part of this propaganda is to make you think that if you speak the truth about the LGBTQ agenda, which is all about one thing, not the LGBTQ agenda, the Marxists don't care about the LGBTQ. They don't care about the immigrants. They don't care about minorities. They don't care about the feminist agenda. At the end of the day, this is, as I've told you a million times, a coalition of victims that they can use to say, oh, who's your oppressor? Oh, the Christians, the free market people, the constitutionalists, the conservatives, yeah. And when your army is pushing this agenda with this ad, okay, what they're trying to say is the U.S. Army, the U.S. government believes this is what patriotism now is. Patriotism is now celebrating LGBTQ. Patriotism is now celebrating cultural Marxism. No, that is not patriotism. Patriotism is about absolute truth, about what underpins our constitutional republic, which is what the divine has ruled on, we don't rule against. Well, he's ruled on all of these issues, LGBTQ, cultural Marxism, Marxism, socialism, theft of private property. But the goal is to make you think, wow, this is so mainstream. If I speak out against it, I'm going to be labeled an extremist, a potential domestic terrorist, a racist, a bigot, a hate monger, hate crime, hate speech. They want this to become such the narrative by a minority that the majority will succumb to it and self-censor. Look, as I say in this documentary, they don't need you to become a communist. They just need you to not resist by believing you are the minority when you're not. I think most Americans that do not agree with the LGBTQ agenda are pretty much in this camp. I don't agree with it. God's spoken to that issue, but I'm going to treat you with respect. I'm going to treat you with civil liberties that you have. I'm not going to be unkind, unchristlike. But I can disagree with you. And it doesn't make me anything other than disagreeing with you. But see, that's not good enough now. They want you to be afraid to even publicly say, I can value you as a human being and disagree with you. No, you can't do that anymore. That's part of this agenda. That's what this is all about. All right, so we're going to go to break. We come back. We're going to pick it up right there. Brainwashed America, part two. We had a humongous audience last night. Now, if you want to watch it, it's now at WVWTV.com. You just go to the website, WVWTV.com. It's just under 3 hours. The whole thing is there. You're thinking, I don't have time to watch 3 hours. Well, you better make time. You're thinking, oh, I can't make it through 3 hours. Trust me, you can. It is so compelling. You can't believe how brutal you have to be in the post-editing bay. When I say brutal, I mean if there's even 15 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds that is not vital information, important, then you cut it. Then you cut it, because I don't want even people thinking, oh, losing their train of thought because of 15 seconds, right? So if it's not something compelling, even if it was 15 seconds, it gets cut. It gets cut. So trust me, you start watching it, you'll be shocked this is under 3 hours, just under 3 hours. You'll be shocked because it goes so fast. And again, the common response by most people has been, whoa, I got to watch that again. And many of you are texting and emailing saying you're going to share it all over the place. Well, this morning I'm being booked up on all kinds of TV shows or radio shows because conservative talk show hosts are picking up on this and watching it. And now they're saying, hey, can you come on my show? So I guess I'll be doing a lot of media this week with the conservative folks. a lot of Lindell TV and different groups like that. So obviously they found it compelling. We'll continue to share more of it with you and comment along the way when we come back. Don't go away. Hello, friends. I want to remind you the Ozarks Worldview Weekend starts on Friday night, October 14th at 6 p.m. Central Time. 6 p.m. Central Time, Friday night, October 14th, is the official kickoff of the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. It'll go Friday night from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday morning, it starts up at 8:30 to noon. Then we have a four-hour break in there, start back up at 4 p.m. and go to 9 p.m. And then Sunday morning worship from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. You can register now at WVWTVstore.com. You can get the general seating tickets while they last, as well as priority seating tickets, which I think are about sold out, but certainly general seating tickets are still available. We are close to selling out, so don't delay. Full details at WVWTVstore.com. Speakers include Dr. Peter McCullough, myself, Brandon House, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, Annie Cyrus, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Andy Woods, Terry Turchi, former Assistant Deputy Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston, and it's held at the Tantara Resort, also now known as Margaritaville. But it was known as the Tantara Resort since the 60s, since the 1960s, and we've been working with them a lot of years. Full details at WVWTVstore.com. Now, we've set up a new number for you if you prefer to order your tickets over the phone. This is not where you call and ask questions or customer support. This is an order line only. Not only can you order your Ozarks tickets there, you can also order freeze-dried food. You can make a contribution to the foundation. And by the way, don't forget, there's the banquet concert on Thursday night, October 13th. Thursday night, the Ozarks Conference Concert Banquet. And then Saturday is the luncheon. Now, the luncheon on Saturday and the Ozarks Banquet Concert on Thursday night are optional. You can just get tickets if you want just for the conference itself, which again starts Friday night at 6 p.m. Central Time, Friday night, October 14th. But if you'd like to order over the phone, you can call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Again, area code 901-468-9357. Otherwise, you can also just register online at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. All right, welcome. Glad you are with us. Worldview Radio, website worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Again, the whole documentary is now at WVWTV.com. Don't forget, by the way, about our 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Starts on Friday night, October 14th at 6 p.m. Central Time. Full details at WVWTV.com. If you're on a smart device, make sure you look at the top corner for the menu button. Click the menu button, and you'll see a link for general seating tickets. Full details at WVWTVstore.com. If you want to get tickets over the phone, though, you can do that, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. That's the number. You can also get emergency supplies there at that number as well if you prefer to order them over the phone versus online. 901-468-9357. All right, let's go back to the documentary that we released last night, Brainwashed America Part 2. Here we go.
What it has in it, I'm not going to read it, but I'll tell you. Sodomy, rape, and drug use.
Such brave mothers were labeled as potential domestic terrorists in 2021 by the U.S. Department of Justice and were subjected to being investigated by the FBI.
Let's turn to your outrageous directive sicking the feds on parents at school boards across America. Right here in front of me, October 4th, 2021, for immediate release, you're going to create a task force that includes the National Security Division. What on earth does the National Security Division have to do with parents who are expressing disagreements at school boards?
You truly can't say today, under the Biden administration, that America is any longer a country that serves as the only one in the world, essentially, under the rule of law. Because the rule of law is no longer equal. You can go out during the summer of 2020 and you can destroy city after city. You can turn over police cars. You can burn down a police precinct. You can make noise. You can say, we're going to burn down New York City if you don't accede to our demands. And then we really hear very little. I mean, we watch the FBI director say, well, Antifa is more of a theory, and I'm not even going to talk about Black Lives Matter.
We look at Antifa as more of an ideology or a movement than an organization.
Don't we need to come out and say this is a full communist regime operating now in the country?
Well, we should, and that's what we're trying to start to do.
What do you guys think are some of the greatest threats facing the country in the next year or two?
I go with the Marxists in the U.S. government.
Wow. So the greatest threat is the Marxists inside the government. Wow.
All right. That right there is also an FBI agent. That is David Baldwin. Retired FBI agent David Baldwin just said the greatest threat to America are the Marxists in the U.S. government. I really don't know if Americans understand the historic nature of what they're watching. These men served so many years, decades. And as David Baldwin likes to say, the oath is never retired. These men don't come onto the platform and onto a broadcast lightly and say these words unless they really believe it, because they know this is being filmed. They know the weight of their words. These are serious men. And it should be national news that former FBI agents with such distinguished careers are saying, we are in a Marxist revolution. The greatest threat to America are the Marxists in our federal government. That's who you just heard from. Retired FBI agent David Baldwin. Let's keep watching.
Today, men that act like men are deemed to have some kind of mental disorder. In 2019, the American Psychological Association actually declared, quote, traditional masculinity is psychologically harmful, end quote. Let me make this very clear. The Marxist and the globalist are afraid of conservative, traditional, patriotic men rising up and opposing their overthrow of America. You were in Vietnam. You were shot down, is that correct?
That's correct.
Then you were taken into captivity, and were you taken to the Hanoi Hilton, as they called it?
Yes, everybody went there first. We went over there, fought this enemy, came home, country developed. And now today, if you said communism, that's not a bad word. When I went over there, it was. We knew who they were. But suddenly now, being a communist isn't necessarily a bad thing. That's just another political agenda, so to speak. Extreme socialism, you know, it's okay. And it's not okay with me. Absolutely not okay with me. And I don't think we know who the enemy is. You know, we've been we've been slowly brainwashed by somebody or by ourselves or politicians or whatever. But it's clear to me that when communism becomes just a nice old thing, another political thing, then I think we've lost our way.
Predictably will happen in America is what has always happened before. It will turn into a paternalistic, community-owned kind of socialism. I hate to use the word because it sounds just like a bad word these days, but a socialism in its true economic meaning, which drains off so much of the national product in administrative costs, in personnel costs, in special empires that keep a building right along with Parkinson's laws, keep getting bigger and bigger and doing less and less, until ultimately chaos results and the chaos is replaced as it has always been by a dictatorship.
In part one of Brainwashed America, we examine the meaning of the term brainwashed and its origin. We learned that the man first credited with using that term, brainwashing, is reported to be author, reporter, and researcher Edward Hunter. Hunter wrote many books on the topic, and in his 1956 book entitled Brainwashing, Edward Hunter wrote, quote, the Reds were able to break a man's mind only when they accomplished two things, he said. They had to deprive him of clarity of thought and upset his sense of values, end quote.
On March 13, 1958, before the U.S. Congressional Committee on Un-American Activities, Edward Hunter testified, quote, "No man has ever been brainwashed whose mind has not first been put into a fog. The patient first has to be deprived of his bearings, to be shaken loose from whatever belief and convictions he formerly held until he loses faith in them entirely," end quote. As we concluded part one of this docu-movie, we examined how COVID-19 was used as perhaps the largest single psychological operation in American history to that date. It was used to induce people through fear and anxiety to lose their clarity of thought and to shake them loose from defending the very values that have made and kept America a free society. In 1972, Lyle Schaller wrote the book entitled The Change Agent. In this book, he quotes from the behavioral psychologist and progressive Kurt Lewin when he wrote, quote, "In an article published in 1943, Kurt Lewin wrote that a successful effort at change in either individual or group performance consists of three steps. One, unfreeze the present situation. Two, move to a new level. And three, freeze the group life at the new level." In most discussions of social change, power is viewed as a means of achieving change. During the period of a perceived crisis, the pace of change can be speeded up tremendously. It matters more that a crisis is perceived than whether a crisis actually exists, end quote. In 2020, millions of Americans, in the span of just a few months, completely let go of a commitment to and defense of fundamental, God-given, and constitutional rights, such as collectively assembling for corporate worship at church, assembling for a political rally, or opening or operating their business as a function and practice of private property. Since releasing part one of Brainwashed America, I have met many distinguished and knowledgeable experts that have been regular guests on my national daily radio show and television show. My radio show is broadcast on 60 stations nationwide, and they were frequent guests on my nightly show, Brannon House Live, the TV show. These guests have confirmed with overwhelming evidence that to date, the COVID-19 pandemic was the largest psychological operation ever carried out so successfully upon America and the world. These experts have included individuals such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Zev Zelenko, Dr. Judy Mikovich, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Angela Farella, Dr. Lee Mignon, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. John Witcher, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Karen Kingston. Karen Kingston is a former Pfizer employee. And in a May of 2022 interview on my nightly television show, Brannon House Live, Karen revealed that America's federal government knew from a 2013 study posted on the website of the National Institutes of Health that a pathogen is one of the most successful means by which to convince the American people to willingly give up their freedoms and surrender to an authoritarian central government. The second most successful event would be a famine or food crisis. Stay tuned as together we learn how to create, support, and follow patriotic leaders that can unite a movement to defend liberty, destroy brainwashing operations, and restore America as the land of the free and the home of the brave. Brainwashed America, Part 2, begins right now.
This is a Brannon House and WVW Broadcast Network docu-movie, Brainwashed America. 12 historically documented tactics actively used by the communists to capture the minds of Americans and collapse the United States from within. And now, here is your host, Brannon Howes.
As Americans become increasingly passive and apathetic to the Marxist revolution in America, our nation, by design, is rolling into greater and greater chaos. This chaos has not been stopped, but accelerated, as our once trusted national security institutions have been taken over by the communists. This has led us to a point in which we are no longer living under the constitutional rule of law in America.
Our entire government institution, our institutions, have started falling to the critical race theory technology, to the woke crowd. And so I'm here to tell you that critical race theory, and I feel you'll go away from here this afternoon believing this in your heart, critical race theory and the whole woke strategy is nothing more than communism 2021.
Absolutely. All right, we'll hold it right there. Of course, you guys saw a little bit of a trailer, so that's why you're hearing that quote repeated. We'll come back with more and get your feedback on what you've heard thus far, and love to hear from some of you that watched the whole 3 hours last night. So in a little bit, we'll open the phone lines up. Again, love to hear from those of you that watched the whole 3 hours. The rest of you can watch the whole 3 hours at WVWTV.com, making it free. Hope you'll all share it everywhere. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Brannon Howes, and we just got another shipment of freeze-dried food with a 25-year shelf life. Now, I got a big announcement. Not only can you order it at WVWTVstore.com online, but we have now, as of the last week of August 2022, we have set up a specific and new number where we can take your freeze-dried food order over the phone. We have heard from a lot of you who don't want to order over the line, over the internet, I should say. A lot of you don't want to order over the internet. You want to order over a phone line. And then there are those of you that don't even have a computer, and you listen different ways, but you don't have a computer to order on. So here's a new phone number. I want to make it clear, though, this is only for making orders. You can order freeze-dried food. You can order some of my books. You can make a contribution to the Worldview Weekend Foundation. You can order Ozarks conference tickets. It is an order line only. This is not where you call and ask general questions. The people that answer this phone line, that's not what they do. And so they will politely tell you that and have to hang up so they can handle customer order numbers only. This is an order line only. So you can order everything still at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, or you can call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Again, 901-468-9357. Remember, now we've got the freeze-dried food that comes in, well, 2 week option. You got the 72-hour test kit. You can get the 72-hour test kit and just try it out. Then we got the 2 week option, the 4 week option, 3 month emergency food supply, 6 month emergency food supply, and the 1 year emergency food supply. Maybe you want to do 2 years. Well, you do 2 1-years. I personally, for my family, have at least a 2 year supply. A gentleman called the other day. He wanted a 3 year supply. We can handle all that for you, folks. We have plenty of inventory right now. Can't promise you what the future will be like. We've seen opportunities come up where, you know, things happen and we can't get the freeze dried food. That's not the case now. So you do want to order while you can get it. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, or 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357, to get your freeze-dried food while you can. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. We're going through the documentary Brainwashed America, 3 hours. It's under 3 hours, but the whole thing is at WVWTV.com. I hope you'll tweet, text, email, Facebook, Gitter, whatever it is you guys do to put out the information. Just tell people that it's there to watch free. I used to sell my documentaries. Now we make them available for free because people have supported us so much and so well. And the hour is so late. We just have to have as many people come to understand what's being presented in this documentary, or we're done. We're done as a nation. And you may say, well, Brannon, you know what the Bible says about Bible prophecy, so why are you fighting it? Because the Bible says that we are to occupy till the Lord returns. We're to defend truth. You know, right is right
if no one's doing it, and wrong is wrong if everyone's doing it. It doesn't. It's not determined by that. Duty is ours. The results belong to God, as one person has said. So we are to uphold a standard and promote righteousness or right living and truth, regardless of what we know is coming. But we don't know the time frame. And if we can buy some time, why would we not? If we can buy some time to keep our Christian radio, real Christian radio airwaves open, why not? To defend parental authority, why not? To keep our Christian schools really Christian schools, why would we not do these things? You know, the Bible says that the Lord delays his coming so that more can come to know the truth. He desires that no one should perish. Well, we want to delay the things that are coming that will include incredible spiritual deception so that by using this time, we can help prepare more people and help them become indwelt by the Holy Spirit through faith and repentance, and also not be caught up in the great lies and deception and destruction. So there's many reasons to keep doing what we're doing, because we don't know, again, the timeline that we're on. We may have another 10 days. We may have another 10 years. We don't know. But we're certainly pushing back, and it's part of our testimony. That's exactly what influenced greatly Albert Einstein. The Jewish man Albert Einstein in Nazi Germany said, the great columnist and editors of the editorial pages were silenced. The professors and the intellectuals were silenced. The only ones that stood squarely across the path of Hitler was a group of people that I had very little use for, very little respect for, and that's the church. And he said, that which I once criticized, I now highly esteem. Because he saw they put their money where their mouth was, so to speak, right? So we're buying time. Let's continue.
And inflicted the entire U.S. government and many of our institutions. On that seal are the words fidelity, bravery, and integrity. And that's exactly what the FBI stands for and always did. Today, that's been replaced by diversity, equity, and inclusion. And that is not going to work.
Way back in the 60s in Cleveland, Ohio, I sat on a wiretap for 8 months on Gus Hall, who headed up the Communist Party USA. They later moved to New York City, but for years they were located in Cleveland.
Gus Hall, General Secretary of the Communist Party, is the communist candidate for president. A former steel worker, he has been a union organizer and strike leader. And now, Gus Hall.
So just to clarify, you sat on a wiretap for 8 months listening to Gus Hall.
Yes.
And he ran for president in the 70s and early 80s, didn't he?
Yeah. They had their own newspaper called, and still do, the Daily Worker or whatever they call it.
Exactly.
You could hear what they were planning and what... how they wanted to infiltrate all of our distant institutions and all of that.
So they were planning revolution. They were planning revolution.
Exactly, back in the 60s.
Mm. Wow. Gus Hall, who John Brennan voted for.
That's who went on to become CIA director.
There you go.
Yep. One of the pictures that we're going to show today from our slide presentation, I mean, as to how we got here, which is why the FBI shouldn't take a knee but did, concerns mount over FBI's role in protest. FBI agents kneeled to protesters, meaning this is Antifa. This is Black Lives Matter. And we know that Patricia Kaluers is on video, one of the founders of Black Lives Matter, saying, I am a trained Marxist.
I also think that it might... I think of a lot of things. The first thing I think is that we actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists.
Agencies that used to fight communism are giving them away now, and they're actually training their own employees in the cultural Marxism.
The real question is, with respect to the FBI, it had several opportunities in all of these, in the midst of all of this, several opportunities for the FBI director, and this is what the FBI director would have done in our days, to go out before the public, to go before Congress, to maybe release a statement to the news media and correct the record or make sure you heard directly from the FBI. When was the last time that you can remember that you heard directly from the FBI? You don't anymore. In fact, you haven't heard directly from the FBI now, I would hazard to say, for 20 years.
I'd like to quote for you from the U.S. congressional record from January 1963. This was entered into the congressional record, 45 current communist goals. And where the goals are stated is in the book The Naked Communist by former FBI agent Cleon Scousen. Number 35, though, discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. So there you go.
There you go.
I've got a couple of friends that are retired CIA folks. CIA was basically co-opted from day one, okay, when it was formed, because the FDR administration was heavily influenced by communist aides, Harry Hopkins and so forth. Hoover's FBI and the FBI that Terry talks about, we were standing between communism and the FBI, and that is no longer the case.
All right, hold right there, Logan. Now, again, that's David Baldwin. That's, you were just hearing the voices of FBI agents. Now, you can say what you want about J. Edgar Hoover. So interesting that they started putting out all these rumors about J. Edgar Hoover wearing women's clothes and being a homosexual cross-dresser. They don't tell you about the various girlfriends that he had and who he hung out with, some of the female actresses, you know, wonderful, you know, very attractive female actresses out of Hollywood. They don't tell you about that. They want you to believe that the man that took over the FBI, the founder of the FBI, really, J. Edgar Hoover, was some kind of freak, nut, mentally unstable. And you even hear conservatives regurgitating this trash about J. Edgar Hoover. Well, I wonder how many of them have talked to the agents that actually worked for him and knew him. There is no conclusive evidence. In fact, even some of the people that have reported the rumors and the lies will say, well, but there's no conclusive evidence. Isn't it interesting? None of this started when he was alive. They waited till he was dead to start spreading these rumors about him. The same way they lie about Donald Trump, Mike Lindell, myself, John Wayne, I mean, Ronald Reagan. Just keep going down the list of anyone that's a public figure that's opposing communism and the way they lie about them. Now, I want you to listen to the words of J. Edgar Hoover and ask yourself why we don't have an FBI director like this anymore. Listen to these words of J. Edgar Hoover.
The forces of communism pervert our Bill of Rights. They hide behind a protective cloak of constitutional privilege while acting to destroy our freedoms. The basic answer to communism is moral. The fight is economic, political, social, psychological, diplomatic, and strategic. But above all, it is spiritual. It is a battle of ideas, of diametrically opposed concepts of man. When our forefathers came to these shores, they came to develop a new political principle, foreign to the lands whence they came. Here men were to be superior to governments. That is why there can be no compromise with the communists. They are at war with the entire cause of freedom.
I was on the SWAT team for several years, and I can tell you from my experience, and I think all others of the Bureau agents here would echo what I'm going to say, we never did a search warrant, conducted a search, or conducted an arrest of someone who was not a violent offender. And the thought when I heard about what happened with Roger Stone just outraged me so much that it just wells up inside you. And you say, what's happened to this great organization that we worked with? It had to have been approved by senior management. And what happened with Roger Stone? He was not a violent offender. The tactics that were used were outrageous. And if I had been on the SWAT team and I was told that this is what we were going to do, I'd say, not me. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do it. I always felt good about we were going to do something to help keep America safer is...
So why is it being done? Is it to intimidate the public?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the only conclusion I can come to. It's the only...
So this is propaganda.
It can't be answered any other way.
This is the government, the central government, the DOJ, the FBI, using this and bringing CNN in tow with them.
Well, that's the other thing.
To set a narrative to the American people.
I'll just say this. We always use local law enforcement. We'd give them a call shortly before the search or the arrest and say, hey, this is going to happen here. We'd tell the chief, and he'd give us a couple of squads, and they'd block off streets, okay? And if there was any media out there, it wouldn't have happened until we cleared. It was going to be clear. And for CNN to be out there at that time, it was not coincidence. In the FBI, there are no coincidences, okay?
You truly can't say today, under the Biden administration, that America is any longer a country that serves as the only one in the world, essentially, under the rule of law. Because the rule of law is no longer equal. You can go out during the summer of 2020 and you can destroy city after city. You can turn over police cars. You can burn down a police precinct. You can make noise. You can say, we're going to burn down New York City if you don't accede to our demands. And then we really hear very little. I mean, we watch the FBI director say, well, Antifa is more of a theory, and I'm not even going to talk about Black Lives Matter.
We look at Antifa as more of an ideology or a movement than an organization.
That's what we get. But what he should be doing is explaining something very fundamental. What happened to all these people that were identified in these crimes? Thousands of crimes committed across America.
Don't we need to come out and say this is a full communist regime operating now in the country?
Well, we should, and that's what we're trying to start to do. I mean, this is what's so hard. People in the government right now aren't doing this for us. That's a big disadvantage we have.
Yeah. So we need, what I think what the person's trying to say is, we need to come out and admit that this is what this is. This isn't normal business. This is a communist regime.
Absolutely. Yes, that's exactly right.
And we need to call it what
about,
it is.
We have to talk about this as communism. That's what it is.
What do you guys think are some of the greatest threats facing the country in the next year or two?
All right. Well, we'll pick it up right there. What are the greatest threats facing the country? You got to hear what this FBI agent said. We already played it in the trailer. He said the Marxists and the government, so we don't need to play it. That was in the trailer. We're going to pick up your calls now though. 1-800-347-9829. What do you think about your hearing? And if you watched the full 3 hours last night, I'd love to hear your feedback. 1-800-347-9829. Phone line's now open. 1-800-347-9829, and you can watch the whole 3 hours at WVWTV.com. We'll be right back with your calls. In March of 2022, Biden signed an executive order dealing with cryptocurrencies. The Federal Reserve and the Secretary of the Treasury are all talking about America moving to digital currencies. Many nations are now talking about moving to digital currency. My friends, I've been warning folks for years that when they go to a digital currency, combined with social credit scores, they'll be able to turn you off, turn off your bank account, just like that. We saw recently in Canada where they implemented emergency powers and began to seize the bank accounts of people that simply were doing peaceful protesting in favor of freedom and liberty. We already know that in America, we who are patriotic conservative Christians have been deemed domestic terrorists for showing up at school board meetings and letting our school boards know we don't want our children taught Marxism under the guise of critical race theory. We don't want the mandated mask onto our children. We don't want mandated vaccines. And yet that has many labeled by the FBI as potential or actually domestic terrorist. We now know that the World Economic Forum openly in their own documents is calling for a digital currency and digital ID for everyone in the world. And we know the Biden regime is fully on board. They openly state that your digital identity will be tied to social credit scores and your ability to get a loan will be tied to that information. Why would you be under the thumb of the globalists and the elite when you already know what it is they're saying about you and what they're doing in America and around the world? Why would you leave yourself vulnerable to them turning off your account, leaving you helpless? My friends, I believe this is where precious metals come in. I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And for years, I've been advising my audience to take seriously
becoming educated on the issue of precious metals, and particularly numismatic. Many people don't even know what numismatic coins are. They're coins that are 1933 and older, and by law, they're private. It's a great way, I believe, for people to store their wealth, not to make money, but to protect your money as a hedge against inflation. If you want to get a free report with no obligation, I urge you to call my friend Wes Peters. I've been working with Swiss America as a sponsor of our organization and conferences for over 15 years. Wes is a retired Marine. You can text him your name and number, and he'll send you the packet of information, no obligation. You don't even have to call him. You can simply text his cell phone at 602-558-8585. Give him your mailing address. Say, I want the free packet of information Brandon talked about, and it'll be on its way. Just text him your name and address to 602-558-8585. Then after you get the packet of information, go through it, and when you're ready to have your questions answered, you can call Wes back. That number again to text your name and address to get the free packet of information that's no obligation is 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Don't you think you've been given plenty of warning for what's coming? Isn't it time for a prudent man, a wise man, to take refuge?
All right, welcome back. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. What do you think about what you've been hearing? And did you get to see the whole 3 hours? If you did, love to hear from you. But what do you think about what you've been hearing? 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. George from Illinois. George, thanks for calling in. Go ahead, George.
Yes, I was just going to make a comment that every coin has three sides. It has heads, tails, and then the outer rim. There are three opinions, my opinion, your opinion, and then there is God's opinion. And we know that the heart of mankind is wicked. And everybody wants to rule the world. And they will use everything available to them to do that, unless, of course, they've given their life to Jesus Christ, which means they're under his banner rather than their own heart tug. And we need to just disciple people as you're doing and say, wake up. God is on the throne.
Thank you, George. Thank you so much. Let's go to Jeff in Appleton, Wisconsin. Jeff, thanks for calling in, Jeff.
Hi, Brandon. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you ever so much. I watched every minute of it. It was unbelievably riveting. I liked how you said you put yourself under pressure to get it done. You obviously work well under pressure. It was so clear, so concise, the way the music came in, the patrioticness. This should be played. Of course, it won't be, but it should be played on, you know, Communist News Network, MSLSD, a bunch of criminals. It should be played on all the networks, which it won't, but we need to get this out. This is clear. Can I get DVDs of this so I can share this and spread it around? Because I'm former military. I went in the military at 17, and I was brainwashed for a little while when I lived in Madison, the People's Republic. And I was listening. I was hearing, you know, America's evil. We go into Central and South America. We take people off their agrarian economy. We put the, you know, Dole pineapple plant in there, and we just spray DDT on everybody. So I'm like, I would sit down during the national anthem during a Wisconsin Badger basketball game. I'm ashamed to say I did that, but I drank the Kool-Aid for a short amount of time. And then I worked for Head Start, and I worked seeing single mothers with kids. I worked with these 38 kids a day for 7 years, and I'm like, they just kept perpetuating it, and they kept training them, and I was trying to help. So I just want to say, keep doing what you're doing, and I want to buy a bunch of DVDs.
Thank you, Jeff. Right now, we can watch it for free at WVWTV.com. But, Jeff, we have sent the file to our duplicator on Saturday night when I finished it, and we will be selling them at our cost soon. We'll let you know when. So it'll be around $4.99 a piece. They're going to be just at our cost. All right. We want to get this out to as many people as we can in DVD so that people will save these historic DVDs. So when they technically burn the books, which means wipe the internet clean of this stuff, millions, if possible, will have copies, but certainly tens of thousands. So very soon we'll be offering it on DVD at our cost. So thank you, Jeff. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go to Jesse from Milwaukee. Jesse, thanks for calling in, Jesse.
Yeah, hello, Brennan. I'm a big follower. You've been following you for a couple of years. I love your shows. You know,
thank you.
I stand with a lot of things you say, like-minded individuals. But I've been having a lot going on these last 6-7 months, and boy, I have so much I would like to say. I just don't know if now is the right time to actually say it, you know. You know, you go to the police about things, and they don't even want to do nothing nowadays. Mm. And but I watched your movie last night, and I totally agree with what's going on. There's a big mind thing going on out here, and you know, I would like to talk on a personal level with you about it. But you know, I kind of live in poverty. You know, your Ozark thing seems good, but you know, I don't even know if I can make it over there. You know, I'm forced to come to work every day because I have to.
Yeah.
You know, I have some uncles that were in the Air Force and in the Army, you know, at this point in time. And I'm just trying to know, what can I do to stand my patriotic?
Well, thank you, Jesse. Let me give you some before I move to the next callers. This is why, again, we didn't sell the DVD, Jesse. You're a perfect example of why we're not selling the DVD. You're getting up every day, going to work just to survive, and more Americans are doing that. Many older people that are retired are now going back into the workforce to afford their medicine, their food, their gas. So there's a lot of people who are in tough times, and inflation is going to make it worse on all of us. We're moving from superinflation to hyperinflation. We're going to go to a digital currency sooner rather than later. And this is a perfect example, Jesse, why we wanted it to be free so you would not have to worry about paying for it. So please, Jesse, you want to do something? Go to WVWTV.com, grab the URL, email it to your entire address book, put it out on every social media platform you can, get the word out, help us inform the public to the tactics so they will wake up. We are the majority. But you know what this documentary showed? In the Korean camps, the North Korean prisoner of war camps, 5% resisted and were sent to reactionary camps. 15% helped the communists. I'm talking about our American POWs. 5% resisted and were thrown into what were called reactionary camps. 15% worked with the communists, writing propaganda, helping them. The other percent, that leaves you 80%, did nothing. And right now, we've got too many Americans doing nothing. They need to be awakened. And everyone can do something. Certainly, send around a free documentary that took me a year and thousands of dollars to produce. And say, watch this. It's your country. It's your children and grandchildren's future. So that's something you can do. Let's go to Margaret from San Diego. Margaret, line one. Thanks for calling in, Margaret.
Hi, Brandon. I'm calling from San Diego, California. And I appreciate... I want you to know I appreciated your work that you're doing in Mike Lindell's. You're
Thank you, Margaret.
Informing people with I have a background in the law and in faith. I was a pastor's wife as well. And I'm really heartened to see you bringing both of these things at one time, because I think it's a two-pronged thing that we approach we need to take. We need to inform the people, speak the truth, not be afraid to do that in love, but also be in the power of the Lord with faith. I've seen in our church locally that we're seeing manifest things in the natural with our country when we have a breakthrough in the spirit in the church. So I think our church has been silent, but I have not been. And during this, it's not in a bad spirit, but the Lord's allowed me to sing in the spirit during worship, and we're seeing breakthroughs happen.
Well, I pray we will. I pray we will, because it's a spiritual battle, Margaret, and. We need a spiritual solution, and that's hopefully what we're offering in this documentary. We'll keep going through it tomorrow, getting your thoughts and your comments. It's available for you at our website. Take
care. This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of WorldviewWeekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in World View Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.